Los Monty Santos toda la vida reina.
The Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs is pursuing partnerships to build 5G connectivity, technology and innovation in Indonesia to accelerate the national digital transformation. He underscored that his ministry is actively engaging with industry players, such as the Indonesian Telematics Society, Telecommunication Service Provider Association, and 5G device vendors, to build partnership with industry players and associations. The ministry is pursuing collaboration in several forms, including involving communities and industry players in formulating policies and regulations. The Indonesian government has secured support from several major U.S. companies in the reciprocal tariff negotiation process. During a visit to Washington, D.C., the Indonesian delegation, led by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, engaged with various stakeholders, including leading U.S. technology and manufacturing firms such as Google, Boeing, Microsoft, and Amazon. The ministry spokesperson, Haryo Limanfito, stated that direct involvement of these private sectors is one of the keys to formulating a comprehensive solution. And that was the news.
Listeners, you are still here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today. And don't forget to stay tuned with us in our online streaming, worldnews.rb. Shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in AA Digital for those of you who are watching on demand. Memikirkan kamu yang di sana, apakah kau baik-baik saja? Tuhan, Tuhan hanya ingin tahu kabarnya.
Which is around 20,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees per portion. In addition to this, this is also of banyuwangi, such as our aras, segotawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava.
Or comes from Aceh, is an island rich in tradition, history, and artistry. Among its many cultural treasures, the art of Tenun Aceh, traditional Achenese weaving, stands out as an enduring symbol of the region's heritage, known for its vibrant colors, intricate patterns, and deep cultural significance. Tenun Aceh reflects the region's history, Islamic influence, and the exceptional craftsmanship of its artisans. The origin of Tenun Aceh, the weaving tradition in Aceh, dates back centuries, and is believed to have been influenced by its position as a major trading hub in Southeast Asia. Aceh's location along the Strait of Malacca made it a center for cultural and artistic exchanges between traders from the Middle East, India, China, and other parts of Indonesia. This interaction introduced sophisticated weaving techniques and patterns, which the Achenese essentially adapted into their distinct style.
Hello, listener. We're going to play a song titled Symphonie yang Indah, or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robi Ria and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is recorded in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia, 1980. Symphonie yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the very beautiful and harmonious love, and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, once Ken wrote his version of Symphonie yang Indah, accompanied by modern music, without losing the soul of the original version. This night, this is Unter with Symphonie yang Indah. Happy listening.
Sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sebuah kabuku.
to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 cars on it. Kasumi is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and solid fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. In that theory, kasumi is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Oh,
this, you will listen to a feature with Metallica and Sambyeong Majalengka, all on Voice of Indonesia. And if you want to send your messages, you can send it through our social media in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account, VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI and voinews.id and WhatsApp number, and +62 8212 8121 2130. And this feature for listener will be the one that will accompany you until the next session of Afternoon Session with Voice of Indonesia. So stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hurt. Gimana sih sebenarnya? I get hurt usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or alkaline first oil. Minyak ayam warming on, my lower tonsils was also healed.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was a statement of Atin Hidayat, the owner of Rancang Gede Sundani Studio, to our EY Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Rhythm Singer Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as a lover and conserver of Sambyeong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when she is hit.
Ikut bahaya itu, jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu.
What dangers is that for you? So just stand still if you are going to be hit, because it will be dangerous. But tortoise near first, those who fall will hurt instead.
Stand still, then hit makes no sense indeed. But it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sambyeong art from Majalengka Rhythm Singer Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sambyeong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kirin Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sambyeong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpurum Sub District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Rhythm Singer West Java.
Nama Kirin Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpurum, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kirin Almawi from Simpurum Sub District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Rhythm Singer. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sambyeong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. This also no funny, so Sambyeong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotten beater in the length of 60 cm, with head clover called Balakutak, and made open layers of clothes to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, I research found the art dangerous, that it was unified into Sambyeong, in which people heap and are hit for 3 times. Old people said Sambyeong came from Chinese descent, maybe accidentally, said Sam Tri Pyeong. So Sambyeong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandam.
Sampai itu kebetulan katanya kata dari orang tua ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan sam itu tiga, piong itu pukulan, jadi sampai itu tiga pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Manang.
To be Kaolinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and heat their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13 lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, kemudian menjadi permainan yang rakyat. Justru jadi berkembang, menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan lah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like as it in fact, Sambyeong art evolution still continues from Kaolinan or Savior games in Majalengka becomes hobby, from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. As it in edit, Kaolinan or Savior change when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian, pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian...
When Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in the 1960s. First, not hitting head, fetal part, and under thigh. Only 3 beat, so it means Sambyeong. Chinese people say Sam is 3, Jiang is deep. So no more battle after 3. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense, and it's hiking one-art style with accompaniment instruments. Gendang puncak, tampul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan puncak, and pantundung, tepak dua, or two taps, means paleredan, and it's sounded during the performance.
Kemudian kesenian, dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang puncak, tampul, kemudian gendang dan trompet. Mengiringi dengan tepakan puncak, baik padundung, tepak dua, atau apa, gitu. Biasanya paleredan, yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain.
In Sambyeong, there's a regulation, and at that time, people still loved Sambyeong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or communal.
Mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener, Atin Hidayat, Sambyeong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing Sambyeong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit. Should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music, consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang puncak, tempur, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lives up to that.
Bikin senang ada balik lagi ke ditonton gitu.
Moreover, at in fact, in some art festivals in Majalengka, Malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of Sambyeong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya if we hold performance, many people want to join. If Sambyeong lovers join, Malandan will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Malandannya sampai repot menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get free heart beatings and how long the artist performs Sambyeong art.
Itu tergantung yang atur waktunya itu kan random ya.
Istilahnya it depends on how well done or referee manage time. Sometimes after one beating, the player goes one while dancing to the team. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Istirahat apa supaya nggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15, satu kali, satu ronde lah gitu. Istilahnya satu ronde, satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10-15 menit.
That's what makes Santiam Art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka Santiam Art, I can add that she would keep promoting Santiam Art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jaring sosial.
I often see Santiam Art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Santiam Art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Terima kasih, budak gitu. Intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Santiam Art continues to be done, not only by Aceng, Asikin, or Mancurin Omawi, but also by Majalengka Vitan Si Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Vitan Si Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Serati, to RE World Service, when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampiong dan seni Kau.
Thank you for your concern about Sampiong Art and Kau Art or other Majalengka Arts. We always do promotion through media, both France and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festivals, especially in their cities and West Java. Because to us, the new arts, namely Sampiong and Kau, are traditional arts, which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like Kanamfling dance. Kau and Sampiong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to especially promote art and culture in Majalengka Region.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampiong dan seni Kau, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya. Kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali, itu yang kontrak dengan kita, khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka. Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampiong Art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, last month said, Sampiong Art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk Sampiong tidak terlalu sulit ya untuk pelestariannya, karena
Sampiong Art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampiong. So the art is always performed at every event. People call it Ngari of Jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampiong Art in Majalengka always carries its shape, agility, contest, and puncak. Sampiong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance, image, or fun.
Aminkan di pekarangan gitu, di Sampiong. Dan saya Sampiong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan petangkasan domba atau dengan pegelaran kuda pencak. Kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong. Kalau di sini kuda pencak. Ya, ada bedanya. Sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampiong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat. Barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Untuk Sampiong,
sebenarnya wisatawan,
in fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access towards Sampiong Art performance. So we perform Sampiong Art in Cideras Village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampiong Art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because balanced art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, louder, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik dengan mendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan, seni kekerasan, tapi hiburan. Itu hiburannya dengan saling pukul, tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, tertawa, sorak-sorai, dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Westman revealed that Sampiong Art, which started from Soviet Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampiong Art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang pernah datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Prancis.
The foreign tourists come from the US, France and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampiong Art. They are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway. But they do not come in coverage, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans and South Americans playing musical instruments called Sagatana in Jatiwangi, while doing research on arts including Sampiong Art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut Sagatana di Jatiwangi Art Factory. Di Jatiwangi, sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampiong dan Art.
Westman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampiong Art, Majalengka Region's Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to our studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days, and state food events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park. We have also performed Sampiong and Gau at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam, or Gemar Nusantara event. We also participated in Porcelain Sports and Arts Competition in 8 Regencies of Border City in West Java, and Central Java Art and Culture event in West Java, Sampiong Dance, SNK Putra Nusantara Majalengka Art Professional School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang puncak sam has been proposed to support Sampiong Art.
Karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah, kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event Jawa Barat pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan, kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampiong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar seperangkat teman untuk mendukung juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat gendang puncak sama untuk mendukung seni Sampiong.
Jadi